Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Dave Ray of the American Meat Institute as we talk about feed versus fuel in just a moment.
The only thing predictable about Oklahoma weather is that it's completely unpredictable. You could be shoveling snow in the morning, bundled up like an Iditarod contestant, only to be sweating like a lawyer at the pearly gates by mid-afternoon. Fortunately, even though the weather's not predictable, there's one thing in Oklahoma that is, and that's the quality of service and coverage you get from Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, they're from Oklahoma too, just like you. Oklahoma Farm Bureau. We're okay, so you're okay.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample some 500 events and attractions all across our state. The Orr Family Farm in Oklahoma City is a working thoroughbred horse farm offering visitors of all ages a host of farm attractions and activities, including a carousel, animal barn, and the Amazing Maze. Be sure to look for the Event Your Passport contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism, it's a real growing adventure.
The American Meat Institute, along with several livestock groups like National Pork Producers and National Cattlemen's Beef Association, have written a letter to the leadership of the House Ways and Means Committee calling on them not to renew certain tax credits for the ethanol industry. Ethanol proponents say that given the large size of last year's corn crop, another expected big corn crop here in 2010, there's plenty of grain for feed and for fuel. Dave Ray says the problem is that the ethanol segment of the industry's got the safety net on those years of shortfall. Livestock producers don't have that luxury.
We're talking about a crop that has fluctuations. We're talking about a global market. And we're talking about taking the government out of the equation and allowing the market to set the price of corn. Right now, this is not sustainable. It has put pressure on corn prices to the point that it's not sustainable from an animal agriculture perspective. If corn-based ethanol can compete with other biofuels on a level playing field, which we don't have right now, then so be it.
Where does this all go, Dave?
Well, you know, in the long run, which in America, a year is an eternity. So let's just talk about the end of the year. At the end of the year, either this tax credit and the import tariff is going to be renewed or it isn't. If it's not renewed, then corn-based ethanol is going to have to compete in a market on its own with ethanol from other countries and without a government handout. We'll see whether or not they can do that. But regardless, when this is all over, one way or the other, we are going to be the best customers of the corn growers in America, animal agriculture. We are always going to be their best customers, and we will be their best customers. So when this policy disagreement is over, we're still going to be interdependent, and that's what we need to recognize.
Dave Ray of the American Meat Institute talking about the livestock industry's disagreements with those that are proponents of ethanol over the 30-year-old tax credits that still benefit ethanol and are up for review by Congress here in 2010. The livestock industry, at least portions of the livestock industry, saying it's time that those tax credits after 30 years go away. Dave Ray also very correct in saying this is a policy disagreement and that things should not get too down and dirty, because at the end of the day, the livestock industry and corn farmers need each other. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, J&J Cattle Company is having a dispersal sale Friday evening, May 21st, and Saturday, May 22nd, at the ranch near Orlando, Oklahoma, selling 128 lots, plus a special embryo and semen auction at 7:30 p.m. Friday night. The dispersal sale at 12 noon Saturday will include registered Angus spring pairs, fall-born heifer calves, and spring yearlings. You can see the catalog online at jnjcattle.com or call for more information, 580-455-2256. J&J Cattle Dispersal Sale, May 21st and 22nd, at the ranch.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.